Hello and welcome to the Vote Plan Podcast, the podcast where we talk about voting, elections, technology, entertainment, and public policy. I am your host, Mr. Marquise Olison. Today I'll be joined by Mr. Troy Fritzhan, the founder of Ballot, an application that has been developed to verify the signatures of mail-in ballots. This year, where so many of us are going to be voting by mail because of the tragedies of COVID-19, the ability to be able to verify signatures so that our ballots and our votes can be counted are going to be necessary. And Troy has developed an amazing product which makes that so simple, so easy, so that municipalities around the country can make sure that our votes are counted, the elections are certified, and we have leadership in our country quickly and efficiently. Thank you so much for joining us on the pod, Troy. What's beautiful in your world today?
I want to start off, thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here in beautiful New York City right now. First time here in about 6 months, used to being here all the time, but really beautiful to see the diverse set of people in the city that makes it thrive and flourish. So we're here, we're having a good time, we're enjoying it. And yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about your amazing invention.
Sure. So we started Ballot about 2 years ago with the goal of streamlining and making the vote by mail voter verification process more timely and more efficient for counties, but also more importantly, ensuring that every single American has the ability to vote and those votes are counted. So what Ballot does, it uses our advanced automatic signature verification system and very quickly verifies ballots. So in most states today, if you're sending in a vote by mail ballot, you're going to be required to sign your name on the outside of the envelope. So what happens then is the county is going to receive back your ballot and they're going to verify it. They're going to look at a previous signature either from the DMV, from a voter registration form, from an absentee ballot request form, any source that they may have, and then make that determination whether or not it matches. And if it does, go ahead and count your vote. That process, though, today is very, it takes a very long time and it's very inefficient. It's many poll workers, volunteers, or paid workers going through one by one, checking every single ballot, flipping through a big book. But what our system does in just one click makes it so a county can verify 10,000, 100,000, even a million absentee ballots literally by pressing one click. We say it's easier to use than Microsoft Word for the counties.
What was the process you took to learn about the vote by mail process? How do you like dive into that?
So it's funny, we got into this field prior to COVID, prior to it being in the news multiple times per week. And we just saw the need. I guess the something that stands out the most for me was the first time I ever voted was in the 2016 election in Ohio, where I went to school. I went to a school at the Ohio State University. And at this point, we're working on this signature verification system for other uses, for the legal field, for the financial services field. And I remember going up there and wait on this very long line. They had this big binder, ask for my name, find my name in the binder, and next to my name is my signature for my voter registration form. They say, sign here. A lady looks at both and she says, okay, go vote. This whole process took about 1 minute to do. And I kind of felt that, okay, wow, that's why the line's so long. But also, we have a solution that automates this. We have a solution that makes this process so much more efficient. That one, there doesn't need to be these lines anymore, and two, it eliminates any fear of error or anything wrong that could happen in the election processes. So we took a step back on our endeavors in financial services and legal, and we thought about how can we apply this to the election field. And it really wasn't until the 2018 election, in the midterm election, where we saw all these cases across the country from Florida to Arizona of tens of thousands of vote by mail ballots that were getting thrown away and not counted, and elections were being contested and people weren't sure what the real results were. And you know, at this point we're not incorporated or anything. So I'm just calling out these counties saying, hey, we have a signature verification tool. we could solve all your problems right now. But it fell to deaf ears at that time. But that really motivated us at that point that let's take our solution that we've spent at this point almost 4 years building and let's apply it to elections, because at that point we felt we could really make a difference and ensure that counties could run their elections, but also every vote could count.
Wow. And so you literally just saw a problem and dove in. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's. I guess that's a good way to look at it.
Now, what was it that like that gave you the kind of the spurt of innovation to say, yeah, we can do this. This is something that's, this is a need. I can do this. Because, you know, all too often, a lot of us walk by the same cracks in the sidewalk. And very rarely does somebody pick up the phone and call City Hall. But those are the people that get those cracks in the sidewalk fixed. What was it that made you say this problem with voter verification is wrong and I've got a solution and I should do something about it?
Sure. So I think what that goes back to is, I guess, a mandate that I've lived with my entire life. When I was about 4 years old, my father came into my room and we were just talking, and he gets into a story of the first time that he ever went skiing. And he said he had never skied before, but he went with very advanced skiers. And he didn't want to look like he was a beginner or an amateur. And he also didn't want to hold back the group. So he went with them to the top of one of the hardest mountains at the ski resort. And he told himself in his head that there's no way that I'm going to fall. Under no circumstances am I going to fall. Even though I really don't know how to ski, I'm not going to fall. And he didn't fall. And the lesson there that he taught me, and what's been the guiding principle to me in every endeavor that I've undertook throughout my life, has been that I'm not going to fall. And even if I do, I'll get up. So I guess you could call it some sort of blind confidence. But at the end of the day, it's this feeling that I see that there's a problem. I know what the solution could be. And let's go out and tackle it and go at it full force. And if we can make a difference, then that'd be incredible. And if we don't, you know, we move on. But at the end of the day, we're going forward with this idea that we have something that can really, really make a difference in this field, and we see nothing stopping us right now.
Wow, that's an amazing story. It's powerful that your dad views the world in those terms. And I'm sure that instilled in you like a certain power and capability. And just to recap, it's the idea that you don't want to fall, and if you fall, you'll get back up. Were there any other great mantras or stories that were embedded in you from your parents or from your dad or your mom that really gave you that confidence to go out and build things?
So both my parents are entrepreneurs. My dad's run since he's about 20 years old. So he's 61 now. Since he was 20 years old, he's been running his travel agency, which he's built up from scratch and made it a really flourishing, successful business. So growing up, I saw him at highs, at lows, but really seeing him even run vacations, working nonstop, but enjoying his work and really feeling like he's making a difference, not just with the people around him, but to his family directly. And that further motivated me beyond just working for myself, but working for the people around me. And that's why we want to take on this more of a civic role, the civic company, that we can make a difference to hopefully millions of Americans around the country.
That's really neat that your parents were both entrepreneurs, and it's really powerful. Now, you're in this business with your brothers, is that right?
Correct. I have an older brother and a younger brother, and we're a nice tag team.
How do you guys fit together as a team?
So it's interesting. We're so different from each other. We have our similarities, but you know, my older brother, he's super creative. You know, everything that you see coming out from our brands comes from my older brother, Tyler. I look at him as just like an artistic, like wunderkind, you know. It's incredible the stuff that he could do with his hands and with the computer. And he also keeps us grounded. He's very measured. And a lot of times, being a business guy and, you know, looking at these bold solutions, it always helps to someone to bring you down to earth a little bit. And then my younger brother, he's a tech wizard, and he really takes the lead on a lot of our tech stuff. And here I am as the business guy going out, forward facing guy. So it really, everything complements each other, and, you know, really feel blessed to have my brothers to work with, my parents to support us, and a really strong base.
That's an interesting combination, because normally the creative is the one that's all the way out in the clouds, and it's the business guy that has to hold everybody down. And for you guys, that's completely opposite.
Yeah, I guess.
Looking at the impact that you'd love to make, what would you, in your wildest dreams, like to see Ballot do?
What I'd love to see Ballot do is to allow every American to vote, but more than that, allow every vote to be counted. We hear a lot of talk around the country on the news about voter fraud, this, that, this. Listen, I don't know the truth to that at all. The studies show that it isn't there, but I don't know. But what I do know that's happening, and what we see at Ballot as the true voter fraud, is the fact that millions of votes, literally in 2016, about a million votes, vote by mail ballots, were thrown away because they couldn't be cured in time. So what that means is, if you forget to sign your ballot or your ballot doesn't match, it has to go through what's called the curation process. So the county's not going to automatically just throw it in the garbage. They're going to take steps to allow you to prove that it's your vote. The problem with that is that the processes for today to cure ballots is about 4 weeks. And the deadline to cure a ballot is typically 5 to 10 days after the election. So if you think about it from the perspective of a voter, most voters are submitting their ballot to a vote by mail ballot 2 to 3 days before the election day. The county's getting it. They may not open it until 2 days after the election date. By the time they determine and say, okay, here, we're going to mark this for cure, it could be at day 5. At that point already, it's too late for your ballot to even be cured. But we developed a process that cuts down that process to, it could be in theory under 10 minutes. We say it more of about a day, just because, you know, things go a little bit slow. But we cut that down drastically. So when I say we want to make every vote count, it's we want to give every single American the ability, whether they forget to sign, they sign wrong, we want every single vote to count. We don't want to run into a situation where it's January 1st and we don't know who won the presidential election. There's lawsuits around the country because 5 to 10 million ballots have been thrown in the garbage. We don't want to run into a situation like that. And we feel that our solutions will ensure that that doesn't happen, that Nassau County, where I'm from, is able to process their election before the end of November, not running into the new year. And that's really in my dreams and my hope. What we could do is make those processes efficient for counties, but also ensure every single vote can count.
What built your passion for democracy and built your passion for voting? Because I can hear it. It's like palpable in your voice. It's beautiful.
So when I was after my sophomore year in college, I was really fortunate through the business school at Ohio State to go on about a 1 month trip to Kathmandu, Nepal. There's four of us, essentially went by myself, and we did a volunteer consulting trip at a women's economic development center there. So during that time, it was actually the second ever elections in Nepal. They were a monarchy for the entirety of their existence. And in 2003, the entire royal family was massacred. It's a pretty insane story to read about, actually.
Wow.
But so fast forward to 2017, it's their second ever elections. So I'm on the ground in this place. Number one, it's so different from the US. World's different. The average salary there for someone is $732. So they live in extreme poverty, but also, interestingly enough, they're the happiest people I've ever met in my entire life. They were recovering from the aftershocks of the 2015 earthquake. So they're rebuilding the towns. And every single day, I remember every single day walking to the Women's Economic Development Center and seeing this old lady. She must have been around 80 years old, hunched over with a basket of bricks in her back. And she had the biggest smile on her face. And I thought about that, and I was like, wow, if I was in that position, I don't know how I would feel. But the fact that she could be living in such extreme poverty, in such like subjectively from our position, a terrible conditions, but to her, she's the happiest she could ever be, motivated me. But then around me, I'm in the midst of their second ever election. So I got to see the fervor of what democracy really holds for people, people that for most of their lives, they didn't even know what a vote was. And so I saw that, and in my head, I'm thinking, wow, okay, this is amazing, amazing seeing this. I came home, and then it was actually right about when I came home was when there was the attempted coup in Turkey. And I remember being at the gym and watching on TV, in Ankara, the fighter jets, everything going on there, and thinking about, okay, why is something like this happening? You know, why should something like this happen in the world? You know, it's 2017. It's a, you know, we should be living in a peaceful, prosperous world. And what it came down to and what I really felt was that anywhere in the world, there's one common thing that every person has. It's a voice. And it's that yearning to want to use that voice. And that's what starts any of these rebellions, these coups, and what really pushed eventually Nepal also to become a democracy. So looking at what are our solutions, what can we do, how can we make a difference? And it just kept coming back to this concept of everyone has a voice, everyone has a voice, and let's make that voice heard. And that's where it really came to with why we decided ultimately to work on ballot, and also, which I haven't mentioned, Let Them Know, which is our civic engagement app that just briefly mentioned helps to educate voters, get voters registered to vote, and just push that engagement as well.
Well, now that you mentioned it, let's talk a little bit about Let Them Know. That's an amazing app.
Sure. So Let Them Know, we launched it in about January of this year. So the idea behind that is also just, you know, your voice, your vote, being able to voice your opinion. And the driving factor of starting that was from political scientists. You read studies about people and their voting. So there's the quote unquote cost of voting. So every person before they vote, subconsciously or consciously, they think about, okay, what is the cost of me going to cast this ballot? If I have to wait in this line, will I lose pay? What are all these factors that go into me making the vote? And what you find is that for younger people, people from 18 to about 26, that cost is really high. And what happens is they don't vote. And so it's something that really puzzles political scientists every single year, because younger people are the ones who register the most. And in truth, it's very easy to register as a young person. If you're on a college campus, there's people all over the campus with forms here, register to vote, register to vote. There's constantly these drives to register to vote. But the question is, why aren't they then voting? Why in such small numbers are they actually taking the step to cast the vote? And what it comes down to is a lack of education on the issues, and in turn, not really caring about the issue. Because if you don't care about the issue, if you don't know about the issue, then why would you, you know, leave your apartment or leave your job or leave your class to vote? And they don't. So we decided with Let Them Know, how can we make a tool, a solution that would allow and push young voters to vote? And that came to that idea of education. So the premise of Let Them Know is Americans go onto the app and they vote on polls, non-biased political polls that are submitted by their fellow users. And these questions range from, do you support the First Amendment, to really, really complex issues like a trade deal with China or the China-India border dispute, really giving people the tools to learn about these issues in the hopes that come election day, they now feel that they know enough about the issue and they feel strongly enough about the issue that they're going to take that step and vote. And then within the app, they could also register to vote. They could reach out to their elected officials and just constantly stay engaged in the political process.
It's powerful that you're essentially engaging in all sides of the election. On the one hand, you're getting people started in actually voting, and you're also making sure that when they vote, it actually gets counted. It's like you're an end-to-end service provider for democracy right now.
I guess, yeah. B2V, like business to voter, and B2C, business to county. I guess we intertwined well.
What was it that helped you arrive at the the fact that young voters aren't voting because they just don't know or don't feel comfortable with their choices or don't know enough in order to feel educated enough to cast their votes.
Yeah, so the concept came from reading first, but I was fortunate that I'm a peer among this group. So I'm in a very close friend group. I have about 15 really close friends, and I'm actually the only one that voted in the past two election cycles. And it's not that they don't care, but in truth, many of them, they don't really know about the issues, and in turn, because of that, they don't vote. So it really comes from just talking to the people around me at university, talking to so many people around me. Are you going to vote? Are you going to vote? No, no, no. Why not? This is a concept. Voting is something that thousands, millions of people have died for, not only in America, around the world. So why would you take that real powerful civic duty that you have and just throw it away? That's something that you should exercise every single opportunity that you can, whether it's a presidential election or a local school board election. But you have the power to make a difference, so why not do it?
You had your own kind of test lab.
Yeah, that is a good way to look at it. And a lot of these ideas, especially with Let Them Know, bounced off with the people that are close to me because we wanted to design it. It's not so hard to engage the people that are so politically engaged. It's much harder to engage the people that aren't. So I did have a really good a testing pool, and really to bounce off these ideas of what would you, as someone who's not politically engaged at all, what would you like that would get you politically engaged? What would keep you politically engaged? And that really guided us through the development process a lot.
You hit it on the head a little bit earlier where you said that young people are easy to get registered. They're registered at higher numbers. And it's one of the reasons why I created Vote Plan, because what I realize is that sometimes what happens is that for older people, man, you're 65, you know what you're going to eat for breakfast 2 weeks from now, because you have the same thing. It's Tuesdays, you go to this place and you eat this, or you make bacon and eggs and it's four bacon and it's always Hillshire Farm. When you're like 19, 20, it's whatever's available. Was it pizza we had left over last night? All right. Did we have that leftover burrito? I guess we're going to do brunch today. And you're trying all of these different experiences out, and anything could throw you off because everything is brand new for you. If you're sitting there and you've got like, oh my God, I forgot I got a final this week. I don't have time to stand in line for voting. Wait, hold on. My boss called me and said I got to work an extra shift and I got to get the kid out of the babysitter. I'm not going to vote. And so what we tried to do was to take the guesswork out of that to help people build a plan ahead of time so that people can think through those options.
It's an amazing concept, and going through the vote plan, it's very well outlined, and it hits the mark. I picture someone sticking on their fridge and check by check going down the line until ultimately they take that step and they do vote. So it's a really great idea.
All right, so let's go ahead and whip out your vote plan. We're going to do a live vote plan here, you and I together.
Let's do it.
So name?
Fritz Sand, yes.
Now, are you going to be voting by mail or voting in person?
I'm going to be voting by mail this year.
You sort of have to. It's like you can't not eat at your shop.
I do. I know. Even if I really wanted to go in person, I felt like that I had to vote by mail.
It's almost like the guy showing up that works at McDonald's carrying in a sack from Burger King.
Exactly.
It's like, are you kidding? No, I'm voting in person. Are you already registered to vote?
I am, yes.
Now, without saying any names, what's the most important reason you're voting this year?
I feel that my vote and my voice makes a difference, so I want to exercise that.
Now, you're in New York. Have you filled out a vote by mail request form?
I did, but I don't believe that you need to. I believe that they're just sending it out to everyone. Sorry. I believe they're just sending it out to everybody.
Does New York have a stamp requirement?
They give a stamp.
Awesome. What is the date that you're mailing your ballot?
So generally it's about 3 weeks is the opening date. I would say as soon as I get it, I'm going to send it in.
All right. Now, because we've it's one of those. So what date would that be? Why don't we stick a date in there?
So let's say October 15th.
October 15th. That's a good date. Now, where is the mailbox or post office where you're dropping your ballot?
There's one about a 5-minute drive from my house, the local post office. I'll bring it right there.
And will you please post a selfie at the mailbox and tag VotePlan 2020?
Definitely, yes, 100%.
Well, awesome. You've now completed a vote plan. We know when you're going to vote. You're dropping your ballot on the 15th. We know the actual – it's a post office that's 5 minutes from your place. And you already have a stamp. You are all set. Now, do you have your actual choices for candidates and ballot initiatives already set?
For the ballot initiatives, no. Candidates, I have a pretty good idea of where I'm headed.
Awesome. Troy, this has been 100% my pleasure speaking to you. Are there any last words, any kind words, any messages that you'd like to pass on to all of the hundreds and thousands and millions, hopefully, listeners to this podcast that you'd like to share about anything?
Sure. I guess I want to say, you know, more than anything, that I think every voter should be, they should rest easy knowing that no matter what the counties that are processing the votes, they're doing everything they can to do it timely, to do it efficiently, and to make sure your vote counts, and to really have no fear, and we're doing the best we can to help them. But it's really important to vote, and I can't stress that enough. It's really, really important to vote, whether you're doing it in person or in mail, up to you, but it's really important, and that's something I'd stress more than anything. It's go out this year more than ever, vote, make your voice heard, because it is your civic duty, and it's powerful, and it's a really uplifting experience as well. So I say that's what I'd leave on, and I really want to thank you for having me here. This is an incredible conversation. I'd love to come back another time.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, I think that this is one of those things in listening with you and seeing the way that you view the world. Once you've got those two applications up and running and you've built large companies built around it that's like certifying elections nationwide, you're going to be like, all right, what's the next crack in the sidewalk that Troy needs to fix? And you'll be going and fixing that next thing. Cause it's, you have a mindset that's built in, and you have a team and a conversation that's built in, that's going to help you just go and develop solutions to fix problems. And it's one of those beautiful things that once you develop that working practice, and you develop that mindset, and you have the positivity where what you're trying to do is to help everybody be included in the process, the world is going to show up at your doorstep and try to deliver all the things that you ask for. And you're humble and kind, and you come from great family who've taught you the way to build these things. So, oh man, you can come over to my house and have some barbecue once COVID goes away.
Yeah. No, thank you. Those are really kind words. I really appreciate it. And, you know, we're all blessed. That's, at the end of the day, we all are, and we should remember that.
Absolutely. This is Marquise. I'm signing off. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Make sure that you go out and vote on Election Day. This is Vote Plan, the Vote Plan podcast, which you can see download the Vote Plan from voteplan.us. Remember to click subscribe to make sure that you keep getting this amazing content. Thank you so very much. And give a round of applause virtually in your living rooms to Troy Fritzhand.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, and one last thing, Troy, where can the people find you?
Sure. So you could find out more information about ballot on our website, which is sign.vote, just sign.vote. And then let them know, you can learn more about and sign up, play around on letthemknow.us or let them know in the Apple App Store.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Peace, blessings, abundance, and joy. Stay safe, breathe easy, keep washing your hands, and wear a mask, please. Thank you.